天和空间。
So the topic of for today is heaven, the time and the space.
啊，有个问号。
There is a question mark.
所以到底天堂是一个有空间和有时间的地方吗？
So actually it's a question. So does heaven have time and space?
让我们先来看圣经笔触的经文。
So let us look at a couple of verses from the Bible.
首先我们看约翰福音第14章第2节到第3节。
Let's open your Bible to John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3.
约翰福音第14章第2节到第3节。
John chapter 14 verses 2 and 3。
我们都讲到圣经了，希望你每个星期天带领圣经。约翰福音第14章第2节，在我父的家里有许多住处。若是没有，我早就已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在哪里。
In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back.And take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
那么我们看启示录21章16节到17节，启示录是圣经最后那本书。
And then let's open to Revelation, the last book in the Bible, chapter 21, verses 16 to 17.
启示录第21章第16节，城市四方的长阔异样，天使用苇子量那城，共有四千里长阔高，如是异样。17节，又量了城墙，按照人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，共有140丈。
Revelation chapter 21 verses 16 and 17. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with a rod, and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, and as wide and high as it is long. He measured its wall, and it was 144 cubits thick.By man's measurement, which the angel was using.
然后我们看启示录22章第2节。
And then let's look at Revelation chapter 22, verse 2.
可能是请不及。启示录22章第2节，在河这边及那边有生命树，结12样果子。每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
天堂到底有没有时间，或者是一个有没有空间的地方？
So, is heaven a place where there is time and there is space?
我们活在一个有空间和有时间的世界里面。
We live in an earth where there is time and space.
从我出生那一天。
From the day when I was born.
或者从我们出生那一天。
Or from the day when we are born.
我们的生命就开始。
Our life begins.
这生命就跟着时间一起走。
And so does life progress with time?
我们一直到这个生命结束为止。
Until when the life ends.
好多年前我的母亲把我生下来。
Many years ago, my mother gave birth to me.
我的生命从那个时候就 开始一直到今天。
So from that point on, my life continued to progress until today.
啊，回想过去，我一个蛮快乐的一个童年。
As I think back, I have a rather happy childhood.
啊，七岁的时候，我的父母亲就把我送进一间华文小学。
When I was 7 years old, my parents took me to a Chinese school.
然后我在那里念了六年的小学。
So I studied 6 years for elementary school.
啊，毕业后我就进入初中。
After graduation, I went to middle school.
然后我进入高中。
Then I progressed to high school.
啊，高中毕业了。
And after my high school graduation,
我到美国来念大学。
I came to America to go into college.
我在大学里面念了四年的书。
And so I studied for 4 years in college.
然后毕业后，我就回到我的祖国马来西亚。
After graduation, I went back to Malaysia.
我在那边工作了一共15年的时间。
I worked there for 15 years.
啊，在中间我有到澳洲去。
And in the midst of it, I have gone to Australia.
我在澳洲念了一个硕士。
And I studied my master there.
那么念完硕士，我又回去马来西亚。
And after I graduated, then I went back to Malaysia.
然后我继续的工作。
And I continued to work.
那么接受神的呼召，我再一次回到美国来。
And with God's calling, I came back to America.
我这次我回来美国是念神学。
And this time I went into the seminary.
Oh, you almost say cemetery. 如果是 cemetery 的话，我今天不会在
意。If I'd gone to the cemetery, I would not be standing here today.
那么我在神学里面待了五年。
And so I studied in the seminary for 5 years.
那么过后我就出来牧会。
And then I started shepherding the church.
那么一直直到今天。
Until today.
那么这么多年来，我一直跟着时间一起走。
All through these years, I continue to move on with time.
那么除了我跟着这个时间一起走。
And besides progressing with time.
我活在一个有空间的一个世界里面。
I also live in an earth with a space.
我曾经到过不少的地方。
I've gone to many places.
我是出生在马来西亚一个城市叫做怡保。
I was born in a city in Malaysia called 怡保。
怡保，怡保尔。广东话叫做怡保尔。那么住在另外一个城市叫做和丰长大。
And I grew up in another city called Yifeng.
和丰。
和丰。
那么初中我念完之后。
And after I graduated from middle school.
那么我又到怡保去念高中。
I went back to 怡保 to go into high school.
那么高中毕业后，我就到美国的德州念大学。
And after I graduated from high school, I arrived in Texas.For my college.
我们念完大学后，我就回去马来西亚。
And after college, I went back to Malaysia.
然后后来去澳洲。
And then I went to Australia.
又回去马来西亚。
And then I went back to Malaysia.
然后来美国的德州。
And then
念神学。
Continue on to Texas again in the U.S.
我们最后来到 Albuquerque.
And then finally I arrived in Albuquerque.
我可见这么多年来，我是活在一个有时间和有空间的一个世界里面。
So as you can see, I live in an earth where there is time and space.
那么时间跟空间是又真又实的东西。
Time and space is something that is very real.
时间一直在前进。
Time continues to progress.
我们的岁数一天一年比一年的增加。
Our age continues to progress.Year after year.
我们的生命受到这个时间的控制。
And our life is controlled by time.
我活在一个有空间的世界里面。
I live in an earth of space.
比如说，我们现在敬拜这个大堂是一个空间。
For example, this worship hall is a space.
然后我们隔壁那个餐厅是另外一个空间。
And then the fellowship hall next to us is also a space.
如果我要去隔壁那个餐厅，我必须要离开这个空间。
If I am going to enter into the fellowship hall, I must leave this particular space.
我们活着这个世界是一个有时间还有空间的一个地方。
So the earth that we live in is a place with space and time.
那么将来我们要去的新天新地或者新地到底又是一个怎么样的地方？
So the place that we are going to be going in the future, the new heaven and earth, what kind of place is that going to be?
那么到底这个地方是否有空间和有时间？
So does that place have time and space?
这是今天我们要来思想的问题。
And this is something we're going to look at today.
那么根据圣经讲，天堂是一个有空间的一个地方。
And according to the Bible, heaven is a place with space.
在我们还没有深入去思想这个问题的时候
And before we look at this deeply
让我们来回想一下这个复活的真理
Let's go ahead and review the truth about resurrection
我曾经跟大家分享过关于这个复活的真理
I have talked about the truth about resurrection with you all
圣经讲复活的身体是一个具体的身体
The Bible says the resurrected body is a physical body.
不少的基督徒认为人死后只有灵魂得救。
A number of Christians believe that after you resurrect, you only have a spiritual body.
不少的基督徒认为人以后复活只是灵魂的复活。
So a number of them believe that the resurrected body is only a spiritual one.
身体没有复活。
Since the physical being did not, will not resurrect.
但是真正的圣经告诉我们。
But what the Bible actually taught us is.
我们不只在灵魂复活。
Not only will we resurrect in spirit.
身体也复活。
The physical body will also resurrect.
一个具体的身体必须要一个具体的地方来居住。
A physical body needs a physical place to dwell in.
而且需要一个空间。
It also needs a space.
这个大堂如果坐满人的话，可以坐到140人。
This worship hall, if it is full, is about 140 capacity.
杨斌弟兄，对不对
？Is that right, Tim?
如果再多的人的话，就要挤了。
And if we have more people, then we're going to have to squeeze together.
空间只有这么大。
Because the space is limited.
所以再多的人进来的话，必须要挤在一起。
So if we have more people, then we're going to have to squeeze.
空间有限制。
There is limit to space.
因为这些都是具体的身体。
Because all of these bodies sitting here are physical bodies.
如果灵魂的话，我们这个空间就没有问题。
If we're all spiritual bodies, then there's no problem with space.
圣经讲复活的身体是一个具体的身体。
The Bible says the resurrected body is a physical body.
我们因此需要一个具体的地方。
Therefore, we need a physical space.
需要一个空间。
We need a space.
天堂不只是一个属灵的地方。
The heaven is not only a spiritual place.
也是一个实际而且有本质的地方。
It is also a place, that you can touch.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音14:2跟13告诉我们。
And so therefore, Jesus Christ told us in John 14:2-3.
在我父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就已经告诉你。
In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里叫你们也在那。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
比如说我们自己的家。
For example, our own house.
有些是1400平方尺。
Some of our houses are about 1400 square feet.
有些是2000方尺。
Some are 2,000 square feet.
有些比较大的3000方尺。
Some that are bigger, maybe 3,000 square feet.
我们的家都有这个尺寸。
Our houses are measurable.
有大有小。
There are big ones and small ones.
我们的家，我们知道有一个空间。
We know that there is space. in a house.
使我们能够住在里面。
So that we can live in it.
所以看到你等下回家的时候，看到你的家还在。
So hopefully, just now when you go home, you're going to see your house still standing there.
那么启示录二十一章跟二十二章描述新天新地的景象。
In Revelation chapter 21 and 22, it describes heaven.
那么这些经文形容这个新天新地有山有水。
These verses describe that the heaven and the new heaven and earth have mountains and water.
有河流，河流河边有生命树。
There are streams and there is the tree of life next to it.
那么树还结出果子来。
And the tree also bear fruit.
那么这些经文也说明这个地方是一座城。
These verses also describe this place as a city.
有城墙，有城门。
There is the wall, and there is also the door.
那么城里有街道，而且这些街道是用金金做的。
And there are streets in the city, and they were made with pure gold.
所以我们看二十一章十二节上半段跟十三节。
So if we look at Revelation chapter 21, the first part of verse 12 and then verse 13.
有高大的墙，有十二个门。
It had a great high wall with 12 gates.
东边有三个门，北边有三门，南边有三门，西边有三门。
There were three gates on the east, three on the north, three on the south, and three on the west.
然后我们看二十一章十六到十七节。
And then we continue on to verse 16 and 17.
城市四方的长阔一样，天使用苇子量那城，共有四千里，长阔高长阔长宽高都是一样。
The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with a rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia length, and as wide and high as it is long.
又量了城墙，按照人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，共有140丈。
He measured its wall, and it was 144 cubits thick, by man's measurement, which the angel was using.
那么这些经文说明这个城是有尺寸的。
So the Bible tells us that this city is measurable.
是一个有空间的一个地方。
It is a, it has space.
从东边到西边。
From east to west.
从北边到南边。
From north to south.
我们圣经讲有一个距离。
The Bible says there is a distance.
那个距离是四千里。
And the distance is 12,000 stadia.
就好像阿布科基跟纽约。
For example, from Albuquerque to New York.
那天我在地图查一查，从阿布科基到纽约有2000里。
I was looking at the map one day, and from Albuquerque to New York is about 2,000 miles.
我们曾经问过你们这个问题。
I have asked you these questions before.
那么当你读这个启示录二十一章跟二十二章的时候
，When you read Revelation chapter 21 and 22,
那么你的领受是怎么样的
？What is your feeling?
你对这些经文所说的山、河流、树木、城墙或者街道有什么印象
？So, what is your impression of the mountain, the water?The streets.
那么你认为这些山水河流树木还有街道是这些实际很有本质的东西吗
？Do you feel that the mountain, the streets, the river, the water are they physical things?
还是一些象征性的一些东西
？Or are they symbolic things?
那么相对的，你看这个创世纪第二章的时候。
And when you look at Genesis chapter 2,
因为创世纪讲到伊甸园。
Genesis chapter 2 talk about the Garden of Eden.
而伊甸园也有讲到有山有水有树木。
In the Garden of Eden, there's also mountain, river, and trees.
并且有动物。
There are animals.
还有两个人。
And there are two persons.
那两个人叫做亚当跟夏娃。
And they are called Adam and Eve.
在那个伊甸园里面还有那些珍珠。
And in the Garden of Eden, there's also pearls.
那么到底 当你读第二章的时候，你认为这些东西是真的还是象征性的？
So when you read Genesis 2, do you think these are all physical real things or are they just symbolic?
一般的人读这个创世纪第二章的时候，
For most people, as they read Genesis chapter 2,
都认为圣经所讲的树木、这些山水都是真的。
They believe that all that was described, the mountain, the water, they are all real.
都是有本质的东西。
They are all physical things.
同样的，当我们读这个启示录二十一章跟二十章的时候
，And similarly, as we read Revelation chapter 21 and 22,
我们这些东西都是有本质的。
All these described are physical things.
这些东西都是真的。
They are all real.
就好像这个创世纪第二章一样。
Just like what was described in Genesis chapter 2.
我们天堂，圣经告诉我们是一个有空间的地方。
So heaven is a place that has space.
也同时也告诉我们是一个有时间的地方。
It is also a place that has time.
有人认为天堂是没有时间的一个地方。
Some people think that there is no time in heaven.
我曾经也认为天堂是一个没有时间的地方。
I did think of it that way once upon a time.
这是错误的观念。
But that is a wrong concept.
彼得后书三章八节有这么说。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 8。
亲爱的弟兄，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day.
我们这些经文所讲的是代表天堂是一个没有时间的地方。
So this verse tells us that heaven is not a place without time.
那其实新地是一个有时间的地方。
Actually, the new earth is a place that has time.
有些人认为天堂或者今天新地没有时间是有它的原因的。
There is reason why some people think that there is no time in heaven.
是因为受到一些翻译本的误导。
And it is because of the translated.Mistakes.
如果你读这个英文呢，如果你是用 King James Version 的话
，If you have the King James Version in version in English，
或者你我们大多数都用中文版哦。
Most of us use the Chinese translation.
我们首先让我们来看 King James Version.
Let's look at the King James Version.
这个是启示录第十章第六节。
And this is Revelation chapter 10 verse 6.
And swear by him that lived forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. 看到吗？ There should be time no longer. 它是这个翻译成说，已经让人没有时间。然后我们看中文，我们用的中文圣经，只做那创造天和天上之物，地和地上之物，海和海中之物，则活到永永远远的，岂是说不再有时日了？
And that's the Chinese translation.
看到吗？中文翻译本说不再有时日。还好他还加了一句
It said there should be time no more, but then it added another phrase.
或者不再耽延了
And it said there will no longer be delay.
不再有时日跟不再耽延了是两个不同的意思
When you said there should be time no more, or when you said do not delay, it's two different meanings.
不再有时日，就好像这个King James Version的翻译 ，there be no time no longer。但是不再耽延了是另外一个意思。
So time no more and do not delay are different。
所以正确的翻译是这个。
So that is the more proper translation.
New American Standard Bible。 但是还有其他的英文翻译本也翻译的正确。And swore by him who lived forever and ever, who created the heaven and the thing in it, and the earth and the thing in it, and the sea and the thing in it, that there will be delay no longer. 看到吗？中文还加了一句，不要翻译 ，delay no longer。所以这个是正确的翻译，根据这个原文的翻译。
So according to the original language, there will be delay no longer is the more proper translation.
诗歌班不晓得你没有曾经唱过一首诗歌，我找不到。他说天堂是没有时间的。
I don't know if the choir has sang this one song that says, there is no time in heaven.
可能 Rosalind, 你曾经 come across 的。如果你找到，你告诉我。有首诗歌讲天堂是没有时间。
The pastor tried to find the song, but he couldn't find it.
所以那个是不正确。
So that is not correct.
那么我们来看其他的经文这个启示录第六章第十节到第十一节。
So let's continue to look at other scripture. Revelation chapter 6, verse 10 to 11.
大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊！”
They called out in a loud voice, "How long, Sovereign Lord?"
你不审判住在地上的人，给我们生流血的烟，要等到几时呢？
Holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood.
注意，要等到几时呢？这个是时间。
Now pay attention. It says, "How long?"
一次有百次赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说，还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄，也向他们背上满足了数目。
Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been.Was completed.
请注意，还要安息片时，那个也是时间。
Now pay attention here. It says to wait a little longer, which means there is time.
然后我们看启示录第八章第一节。
Continue on to Revelation chapter 8 verse 1.
羔羊解开第七印的时候，天上住进夜有恶客。
When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
Half an hour, 或者中文说二刻，这些都是时间。
Half an hour is time.
然后启示录二十二章第二节。
Then chapter 22 of Revelation verse 2.
这里讲到在河这边与那边有生命树。
It says on each side of the river stood the tree of life.
结十样的果子。
Bearing 12 crops of fruit.
每月都结果子。
Yielding its fruit every month.
树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
每月这个是时间。
Every month is time.
这些经文是讲在心地的解放。
These scriptures describe what is happening in the new earth.
我们是证明经济是有时间的。
It's to show us that there is time in the new earth.
所以神把我们安放在一个永恒的地方。
God put us in an eternal place.
不代表没有时间。
Does not represent that there will not be any more time.
不代表时间不存在。
It does not mean that time does not exist.
虽然经济圣经讲有时间。
So even though the Bible says the new earth has time,
但是复活的身体不受到时间的控制。
But the resurrected body is not limited by time.
我们现在的身体是受这个时间的控制。
Our physical body today is limited by time.
每过一年我们就衰老一年。
Every year passes, you're a little bit older.
今年我比去年老了一年。
I'm 1 year older this year than last year.
因为时间一直在往前进。
Because time continues to move on.
这个是不可以否认的事情。
And this is undeniable.
这是我们不能够控制的。
And this is something that is out of our control.
时间一直在往前进。
Time continued to move forward.
诗篇九十篇第十节讲的很正确。
Psalm 90 verse 10 talk about it exactly.
我们一生的年日是七十岁。
The length of our days is 70 years.
如果强壮的话，可以到八十岁。
Or 80 if we have the strength.
但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成功，我们便飞而去。
Yet the span is but trouble and sorrow, so they quickly pass and we fly away.
我们这节经文形容到我们这个一生受到时间的控制。
The verse tells us that our life is controlled by time.
因为时间的关系，我们的生命有一天会结束。
Because of time, there will be an end point to our life.
我们在将来的新天新地，圣经讲虽然有时间。
So in the new heaven and new earth, even though it will be, it has time.
我们的身体不会受到时间的控制。
And yet our body will not be controlled by time.
复活的身体跟现在的身体不一样。
There is a difference between our physical body today and the resurrected body in the future.
复活的身体不会朽坏。
Resurrected body will not rot.
现在的身体会朽坏。
The physical body today will rot away.
在将来的经济，我们的身体将会保持一个状况。
In the new heaven in the future, our body will maintain in one state.
不会衰老，也永远是年轻的。
We will not grow old, we will be young forever.
你说好不好？
Is that right? Is that good?
有些人呢，每天就在化妆。
people nowadays put on a lot of makeup.
希望保持那个年轻的那种样貌。
They hope that they can remain young forever.
我们的岁月每一年比一年都衰老。
Our age continues to progress year after year.
那么曾经有一些弟兄姐妹问我。
There are some brothers and sisters that asked me one time.
他说在经济的身体到底是怎么样？
So what is our body going to be like in the new earth?
那个年龄到底是几岁？
What is our age span?
在不久我会谈到这个问题。
I will be talking about that in the near future.
将来的天地是一个有空间而且是有时间的地方。
The future new earth is a place of time and space.
跟我们现在所居住的地方一样。
It's similar to what we're living in today.
怎么一样？
In what way?
有空间，有时间。
Because there is time and there will be space.
不同的就是。
But the difference here is,
经济的东西包括我们身体都是新的。
In the new earth, everything will be new, including our body.
不会朽坏。
They will not rot.
不会受到时间的控制。
They will not be controlled by time.
就是神赐给我们的永生的生命。
And that is the eternal life that God has given us.
所以圣经经文我们非常熟悉。
So this verse is very familiar to us.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
永生就是得救的基督徒将来会从死里复活。
Eternal life is the Christians who have passed on will one day resurrect.
得到一个不会朽坏的身体
，and they will then receive a body that will not perish，
并且居住一个有空间而且有时间的地方
，and they will live in a place that has time and space。
这个地方是一个永恒的地方
，and this is a place that is eternal，
也就是神赐给我们的新天新地
，and this is the place where God will give us the new heaven and the new earth。
让我们一起低头祷告
，let us bow our heads and pray。
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主你打开我们的心门，让我们明白你的真理。
Please open our hearts so we can understand your truth.
让我们的心不会迟钝。
Help us not to delay in our hearts.
同时也让我们看到新天新地的荣耀。
Help us see the glory of the new heaven and new earth.
我们把完全交在你的手中，求主你保守。
We lift us up in your hands, please protect us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.